Okay, so I know I said last week I might not be able to do this one on time because birthday and that, but guess what? I decided to record it early and I'm actually going to do it because, you know, sometimes I'm not terrible. Hooray! By the time you hear this, I'll be even more old and sad. Yay! We sold everything we could see. Surviving the summer on pirated pro wrestling, payday prosperity, and sneaked cigarettes at Penji Station. You'd ask if the barriers were open, and I was never sure if you meant at the station or me. Because you were the only one I trusted, but I still had to keep you locked outside when we arrived, passing me food and feelings through the living room window. Before you caught the night bus home. I'm sorry that I never texted you back. I don't think I'm actually sorry. I think I'm just kind of nostalgic. God, I'm such a bitch sometimes. Anyways, to be real though, like, because if I was sorry, I would probably say that to the person, you know. But instead, I just kind of like avoid talking to them and make it weird because I don't know. But I don't know. And it's weird because I look back sort of at that time in that relationship and I think sometimes I'd like to go back to that because everything felt easier. But at the time, I was sort of thinking, God, I wish I could go back to what everything was before because this is all too difficult. So it's weird how I'm all like, you know, nostalgic over something that at the time felt very, very scary and horrible. You know, I mean more just because of the circumstances, not because of that person, but you know what I mean. But it's weird. Anyway. I better find something a bit cheerier than that to read next because. Yikes. There's a baby staring at me, and I have to wonder. If she dreams as big as I used to do. I used to dream in narcotic neon of the things the world could be, but now all I have left is the hope that she still can before she has to face up to the harrowing horrors of 2019. Or maybe she's just a baby who looks at stuff, because that's what babies do. And I'm still losing my mind despite telling everyone I'm fine, because that's what millennials do. Okay, so I decided to call that, do babies know that life is a scam? And I would like to know if they actually do. Like, do you think some babies, they just, like, think about things? Like, just because, obviously, they have a little trouble expressing themselves because they don't quite speak normal words yet. Like, I don't know, like, do they think about it? Like, I don't remember being a baby and, like, thinking about life and whatever. But maybe there are babies that do. How should I know? I haven't been a baby for quite some time. But anyways, there was this baby and she was staring at me. I was at a tube station and she was just like staring at me. And I was like, what does this baby know? I was kind of scared. I saw my psychic today. I discovered that you're still stalking me, living in my hands, in my nightmares. I told myself, screaming in an empty, echoing room, that I don't care, because I'm strong and I'm stable. I'm the prime minister of my own palace of reality. Yeah. Nothing has changed. Nothing has changed. But you invade. No matter how many times I paint empowering enchantments on the doors. Thank you, next. I will survive. I'm a survivor. No, I'm not. I barely made it out alive. And I locked myself inside my house with my head seasoned with sand in the oven, hiding with the rest of me from some big bad wolf who never bothers to knock. He just walks in and he always drags his axe across my shelves, beating and bastardizing the beautiful books where I told my tales of how I was free. He drags his axe like a serial killer from the collection of horror movies that I watch daily, just to see if I can find something, anything, that chills my chest quite as much as him. And he drags his axe. And the scrape is deafening before he swings back in, saying, I'm sorry about before. I've changed. I'm aware that some people think psychics are a scam, but, you know, I don't. And I actually went to see one last week. And she was great. And she told me some real interesting things. And I can't tell you, like, too much, but it was eye-opening, you know. And I figured out some things, and I learned some things, so I feel a lot more prepared for life, you know. And it wasn't, like, super expensive. So I don't feel like I got scammed. I feel like it was good. It was good. He used to take 54 minutes in the bath, giving concerts to the grubby tiles. So I crossed my legs, cursing the fact that I hadn't insisted on a second bathroom. It was way out of our price range. And now, when I wake up to once again visit a world that carries on much the same as it would if I hadn't, I cross my legs for 54 minutes, mouthing his Morrissey and Lady Gaga setlist to myself, so it feels like he's still here. I actually didn't write that when I was waiting for someone to get out of the bathroom so I could go to the toilet or whatever. I was at a tube station. I like normally keep my notes app open in case I get ideas and I write them down, whatever. I just suddenly thought to myself, needing the toilet. And I was like, girl, what? No, you don't. You went like 10 minutes ago. What are you talking about? You haven't drank anything. Shut up. And then I processed it and I was like, no. I don't need to go myself, but I have an idea about someone who does. And I sort of suddenly started getting all these different ideas, you know, about, you know, this person who has to wait around for, you know, someone to get out of the bathroom. And, you know, how can I make that nice? And so for a few moments I was that annoying person who stands in the middle of the, you know, the whatever you could, not the platform, but the bit up with the ticket brands, you know what I mean, at a tube station. And I was that person, stood there on the phone. But I was writing down ideas, not being, you know, annoying, so maybe it's okay. But I'm always amazed whenever I go to London that some people are just like kind of rude. Like, there are those people that will like practically walk into other people because they're just not like looking where they're going, or because they're just too busy thinking about themselves and they just like walk into other people and it's rude. But then there are also like people that will like bother you for like no reason, and it's like, excuse you, bitch, I didn't ask for this. Like, this was at Victoria, and I was not like right by the bus stop, but like kind of near it, and it was raining. And then this guy who's got an umbrella suddenly puts his umbrella over me, and I was like, right. So I sort of stepped away, because I was just like, I was editing my video, which by the time you hear this should be out, by the way. It was the video that I'm doing for one of my poems. I was editing the video for it on my phone, you know, sort of doing the last bits and pieces. And so I didn't want to be bothered. I had my headphones in. I believe I was multitasking. I was smoking as well. I did not want to be bothered, right? So this guy fucking puts his umbrella over me, and I'm like, bitch, excuse you? So I literally stepped back out into the rain, because I want to shut this down instantly. I'm saying, nope, nope, nope. I don't want any part of this. He then steps back over, puts me back under that umbrella, and I'm just like, well. He then does what I'm, as far as I'm concerned, is like, in my mind, it's a criminal offence. And I frankly, truly believe that London should start issuing fines for this, because there's just no need for it. He starts talking at me, right? He then starts like waving his hand in front of my face. He then takes out one of my earphones, and I just think, I'm just trying to live my fucking life, okay? That's all I'm trying to do. I don't want to talk. Leave me alone. And he's like, oh, it's raining. And I'm like, yeah, mate, I can see that, and I'm fine, thank you. Oh, it was so funny. I had to laugh, but I didn't laugh, because I didn't want to reward him with that. I didn't want him to think it was fucking funny, because what he said wasn't funny. It was just the fact that he thought it was a fun thing to say that was funny, not what he actually said. Anyway, and he starts, you know that thing where people are like trying to like, they're trying to like kind of do like, you know, the whole double meaning thing, you know, and they're trying to do that but make it sexy or whatever. And he was like, as you can see, I've got a really big umbrella. And I'm just like, okay, I'm just like thinking to myself, okay, we both know that you're trying to say that about your penis. Number one, I don't believe you. Number two, even if I did believe you, I wouldn't care. Number three, if you have to tell me that, then it's probably not true. Number four, bitch, I'm just trying to be left alone. And he just kept going on asking me, you know, so what are you doing here today? What are you doing after this? You know, all this kind of shit. And I'm just like, leave me the fuck alone. Leave me the fuck alone. And I just... I actually said to him quite a few times, I said, you know, I'm just trying to get on with this. I'm just trying to do something here. So if you just, you know, leave me alone. And he wouldn't take the hint. It was like he wasn't actually listening to anything I was saying. It was like I was speaking like Hebrew or something. And, you know, the entitlement. I mean, I don't need that kind of thing in my life. Keep your umbrella and your fucking thoughts and feelings to yourself, okay? Because I'm just trying to edit my video, smoke my cigarette, and live my life. I was legit hoping that rain would drown me, because it was just... Anyways,
I think the takeaway from all this is don't settle for one bathroom. If you want to, get two, girl. What am I saying? There's a housing crisis on. We've all got no money. We're lucky to have one bathroom. Unless you're, you know, rich as fuck. Or like a Tory or something. I don't want to stop loving you because I don't know how to do anything else. I know I did before. There were probably others. But this conversation is new because while I don't mean to sound cliched and insincere, I've never loved anyone the way I love you. Vomit emoji. How could I? By the way, you didn't do anything wrong. I just love with so much. Listing every lovely like, leaving the dislike column empty and lonely. Because I swear that I'll adore every artifact in my carefully curated museum of muse. Because my eyes are secretly just rosy, regrettable hearts. All that said, I can feel it. I feel myself boiling bright red when you leave me on red. Tortured, toiling and tearing at my lips, my hand hovering armed with a pen over that dislike column. I feel a chill when you touch me after leaving the toilet seat up for the 100th time, and I, along with my icy fingers, storm out of the bathroom after slamming it down. And then I am a whirlwind of breezes and hurried, flurried tears, alone in my study because I didn't realise it would be this hard. You didn't do anything wrong. Not really. But I'm irrational and unrealistic because I thought love would always be perfect. Off the page, you're still exactly as I delicately and desperately described you. But you've grabbed one of my pens and you've started adding your own ad-libs. And this whole thing is a cyclone of scribbles and screaming. And as it all turns out, when it comes to imagining the perfect person, teamwork does not, in fact, make the dream work. I don't want to stop loving you because I don't know how to do anything else. So I suppose I should close the books and close my eyes and learn to love you as you are instead of how I imagined you. I guess that's kind of like a, I wouldn't say sequel, like maybe like remake or... No, I'd say it's closer to, like, a sequel. Maybe, like, a soft reboot of of the opening poem from Notes to My Muse, I think. You know, the idea of, you know, you love someone for a long time, but you don't really love them because you don't really know them. And then you kind of fall in love with who they really are. But then as the kind of new relationship glow wears off and you're like, oh God, you're an actual person with real flaws and things. Oh, this is such a scam. And you, at some point you have to kind of be a bit realistic and be like, you know, sometimes people can be a bit annoying. Sometimes people can be a bit, you know, you know, I think it's hard to come to terms with, especially if you're an idealistic person like me. It's just weird to acknowledge that somebody that you really like is just a regular person who does regular person things, you know? I guess it's part of letting go of kind of the idealized fantasy and allowing yourself to fall in love with a real person and actually just be happy with them as a, you know, as a real human. Sorry, I got distracted because while I'm recording this, I'm just kind of scrolling on Tumblr and I just saw a GIF of Becky Lynch and I'm very distracted. Yeah. Anyway, it's time for a transition. So I can gather my thoughts and figure out what I'm supposed to be recording next. Okay, and that's all for this week. I will hopefully see you again next week. In the meantime, if you would like to find more of my work, you can go to my website, which is jenniferwan.com. And you can find lots of cool things like poems, videos, stories, audio stuff. You can download, stream, watch, read, everything. Free, fun. Cannot think of more sales pitchy words, but there we are. You can also check the description. There's a ton of links of where you can find more of my stuff. You can also find me on social media with the username Miss J Squared. YouTube, SoundCloud, everywhere. Tumblr, Reddit, Bandcamp, everywhere. So, lots of fun things for you to discover. And you can also, find me on Spotify, Apple Music, where you can find all my music and stuff. You can find my books and stuff on Amazon and so on. And I will see you again next week. Good night, my love.